Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I'm so happy today to have Dorothy Papadakos in the studio with me. Hey, Dorothy.
Hey, Jamila.
Hello. There is a wonderful event coming up a week from tonight, Nosferatu, a symphony of horror. And this will be at St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 16th and Market. The 1922 film by F.W. Murnau will be shown, and Dorothy will provide improvisational organ music to accompany the film. It's going to be scary and wonderful. Now, before I ask Dorothy about the film, I just want to give you a little heads up about who she is. If you haven't met her or heard her play around town or around the world, Dorothy is a member of the 7-time Grammy Award-winning Paul Winter Consort. She came to international attention as the first woman organist of the world's largest Gothic cathedral, the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City, from 1990 to 2003. Dorothy is a graduate of the Juilliard School and Barnard College. She's also a composer and playwright, and she's a renowned international performer popular for her sold-out silent film improvisations, which she's done in town, specializing in Charlie Chaplin and Lon Chaney, and she's recently performed in Norway, Finland, Germany, and she's done a lot of Halloween horror films across the country. Dorothy! Exactly. Now tell us about Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. Well, he's in the studio with us here today.
It's a very scary mask.
In his fabulous, creepy self. The film has a very colorful history for being a black and white movie. As you said, it was from 1922, and the producers and director tried to get the rights from Bram Stoker's widow, because Nosferatu is an old, old Transylvanian word for vampire, and they wanted to do an adaptation of Dracula. Stoker's estate said, no way. They went ahead and did it anyway. They stole it. They made the film. And then Bram Stoker's widow sued them for copyright infringement and ordered that all prints of the film be burned. But fortunately, wow, one of the prints had been shipped out to California. So that's why we have the film today. It has this huge cult following. And there's even a Nosferatu beer in Ohio from the Ohio Brewing Company.
Oh my gosh.
And in Ohio, the beer comes out every October. I played last year Phantom in Akron, and there was Nosferatu beer everywhere. So cool.
Which is so funny, I think, is Akron is the home of AA. That's where Alcoholics Anonymous got started. That's great. A big beer fest in Akron. Now, so people didn't get to see it when it came out in 1922. How did it develop a cult following? When did it get shown in public?
Starting, I believe, around in the 50s and 60s, and it just started to gain steam. And it's really popular on college campuses. We're telling people, actually, don't bring your children if they're under 12, because it's very frightening. This is not Edward from Twilight. Mm. This is not Bela Lugosi's Dracula, who wants to suck your blood in your bedchamber. No, if Count Orlok takes a bite, you're toast.
Oh.
But the film has extraordinary technological achievements, and it's known for that. He fades in and out, and he glides, and the ghost ship is amazing. They shot the film in the Carpathian Mountains, and the castle is so cool. I'm getting chills as I talk about it.
Oh my.
It's very frightening and very, it's German Expressionism. So their use of shadow is brilliant, and this is the birth of film noir. Mm. So if you're a film buff, you got to come see Nosferatu. You're going to love the cinematography.
Now, one of the other interesting things about the film, I had bought into one of the myths about the film that the actor who plays Count Orlok, Max Schreck, that was not his real name, because Schreck means terror in German. And so I thought he'd made up that name, and I had been told that he had, but that was really his name.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about him.
Max was a pretty well-known actor in Germany at the time, and he was married to Fanny Schreck. And when the producers and director hired him for this film, he brought Fanny to the production, and she actually plays the hospital nurse who nurses the young man after he's been bitten. So Max, which is interesting, he's pretty scary just in his own right, his face. And the director felt just putting pointy ears and fangs on him was enough. And his makeup is considered one of the most frightening faces in cinematic history. And they didn't even have to do
it's
that much.
Basically his face.
It's pretty real.
With a little bit of addition.
And his skinny body frame. And they put these long claws on him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I walk in, actually, in the concert, I make my entrance as Nosferatu.
Oh, how
I got
wonderful.
The whole look.
Because you're tall and slender, and you have this amazing mask, which Dorothy brought with her today. It is one of the scariest masks I have ever seen.
He's custom handsome maid.
Oh, he's terrifying. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Dorothy Papadakos about Nosferatu, a symphony of horror. This will be happening next Tuesday, October 30th at 7 in the evening at St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 16th and Market, where they have a magnificent pipe organ. The 1922 silent horror film by F.W. Murnau, Nosferatu, will be shown, and Dorothy will provide organ improvisation. Now, let's talk about the music, Dorothy. How do you prepare to do one of these improvisational performances?
What I do is I learn the movie, and I create leitmotifs, little themes for each of the principal characters. And the movie is 93 minutes long. Nosferatu himself is on screen only for 9 minutes of those 93 minutes. But of course, this whole story is suspensefully built around him. So I improvise off of those themes, and my job is to create the emotional subtext under each scene. And I love it because it's different every time. The audience is different, the organ's different, the room, I'm different. So you just never know what's going to happen.
Now, where you're seated at the organ at St. Paul's, are you able to watch the film at the same time that you're playing? Sort of?
Yes, sort of. They set up for me a little computer monitor.
Okay.
So I can watch it.
So you can stay in sync with the film.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, talk a little bit more about, do you keep any sheet music on hand, or is it all sort of in your head, or are there notes about different parts of the film?
I do have some music on the music rack for me at the organ, because since I do this so much and every organ is so different, I have to remember which pistons to push. And if you're not an organist, what that means is pistons are preset computer settings of all the different sounds on the organ. So I do keep my kind of cheat sheet up there so I know, okay, no. He's button number one, and romantic music's button number three.
So you're actually changing the settings throughout the performance.
Constantly. I change sounds maybe every 30 to 40 seconds because you have to keep the texture changing, the volume, the range, because the movie's moving very quickly, and you have to constantly change with the action.
I'm familiar with organ stops, but you're saying pistons. Those are the computerized settings for the stops, right?
Sometimes I'll actually pull out stops, like the 32-foot pedal stops for the deep, low, spooky stuff. And like this organ, I think, has like what's called 8 general pistons. Some organs have 12. The smaller the organ, the more you have to keep changing things around to keep it interesting sonically for the audience.
Now, have you practiced on the organ at St. Paul's? Okay,
yes,
so you're ready for that particular
organ. I'm ready.
Organ.
It's funny because I go out to Albuquerque and Tucson tomorrow to do my phantom tour of the Southwest. So I'm in a phantom frame of mind, but I get back Sunday night and then I'll jump into my Nosferatu frame of mind and practice at St. Paul's.
Yeah. Now, is this the only Nosferatu performance you're doing this year around Halloween?
This Halloween,
All right, we're lucky here in Wilmington.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You must be wiped out of your shoes at the end of these performances. All the playing, all the changing of the pistons, your legs pedaling away down there to get those nice low notes, trying to watch the film at the same time. I bet your concentration has to be intense throughout the whole performance.
Yes. I actually take vitamin B before shows because it really kind of, jacks me up and it keeps me energized, because it's about 30 minutes after the show, I just start really falling asleep.
I
always take a 2-hour nap before a show.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me last time we talked probably about Phantom, you drank a fair amount of Coca-Cola beforehand.
Cherry Coke. And my vitamin B is long lasting, but
that's great.
Everyone has their tricks, you know,
right.
In performing.
Now, you're inviting people to come in costume.
Yeah.
And do folks do that when you do your phantom performances?
Yes,
they do.
In fact, in Albuquerque, where I'm heading out, they always show up in the most outrageous costumes. And last year, when we did Phantom at St. Paul's, they all came in costume.
All right. Now, you will be in costume when you enter, but you can't really stay in costume, especially with the full mask over your head to perform.
I can't breathe in this thing.
Oh, my God. Well, if you'd like to see the film Nosferatu, the 1922 first film noir, German Expressionism, it's a film by F.W. Murnau starring Max Schreck, or Max Terror. Oh, my gosh. It is next Tuesday, October 30th at 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 16th and Market. It's a good idea to get your tickets ahead of time. This might well be a sellout. The tickets are $10 in advance, or if there are any seats left, $15 at the door. You can call St. Paul's Church to get your tickets, 910-762-4578, or go to their website, spechurch.com. Dorothy, this is so exciting.
Thanks, Jamelia.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And Nosferatu wants to suck your blood.
He wants to suck. He will be there.
He all will right. be there.
Oh, geez.
All right. Dorothy Papadakos is all about Nosferatu here on Midday Cafe. Thanks, Dorothy.
Thank you.
All right. This is WHQR.